Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK. I'm Reva Blue, my guest in the studio. Her name is Shamia Crawford. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Welcome to WCLK. This is your first time here with me. And you have a great show coming up. That was a wonderful song there.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there's another one I'm going to play later on. What's the name of that song?
It's called Life Class 101.
Life Class 101. Mm-hmm. Now, you're performing this coming Saturday, and this is presented by it's Jazz in the Alley. Norcross has presented the city of Norcross, Jazz in the Alley. Tell our listeners a little something about Shamia Crawford. I know we met last year in the middle of MLK for the Taste of Soul, but and we were having a great time. So now here we are again, and you're going to be in Norcross. So tell us about the event and what you're going to perform, who's playing with you, and all.
Well, of course, this is my first time with Jazz in the Alley, so I'm very excited about having another platform in the city. And hopefully that rain will stay put.
I know.
But I'm looking forward to singing a few songs from my album entitled Birthright. It was released, I think, for the second time early 2017. And so looking forward to doing some songs from there and a little music, little covers that everyone can relate to with a little jazz twist. My husband is actually my MD, so he'll be playing. He has a Grammy.
All right.
So tooting his horn.
Yes.
And I have, of course, a band put together, just some little drums and bass, but nothing serious. But we plan to really, really put on a great grooving good time for everyone.
Now the song Choices, and then I say another song called Full Term, and you're about to have another one right now.
Well, not this moment,
some of the music that you write about, is it about being a mother and children and your husband and family life?
Absolutely. And I'm really blessed to actually be able to have that gift to be able to do that. Full Term, of course, came. I wrote the song when I was pregnant with my first daughter, and that was almost three years ago now. And so now, yes, I am pregnant with my second daughter, and she'll be due in August. So it's just a really great thing to be able to have the opportunity to write with my husband and produce as well music that's about our lives and about our experiences. And that just makes it that much more special.
Tell us a little bit about your musical background. You were into gospel music and, of course, soul. And, you know, a lot of us came up and listened to Soul Train and voices like Whitney Houston and Stevie Wonder, Earth, Wind & Fire. Of course, Anita Baker.
Oh, yes.
So who's your biggest influence on you and musically?
I would be shorting myself if I just, you know, focused on one artist. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in gospel, of course. My dad, I'm a PK, so my first introduction actually to music was Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
You too?
Oh, yes.
We've come this far by faith.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So, you know, it started there, but Whitney Houston was definitely one of those early introductions. The Winans from the gospel side, of course, Aretha Franklin, Ella Mahalia, Stevie Wonder, of course, Anita Baker, the list goes on and on and on. But as I got older, I just really delved into those influences that were presented to me. I went to college for music. And so Ella Fitzgerald was someone who I just fell in love with.
I can hear that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But yeah, I just fell in love with her voice and just the quality of her sound, and just kind of, you know, just allowed myself to be a student to the different things that were in the world to hear and to absorb and take from and add it to my own sound. So I'll say the world's music is my influence overall.
What do you think you got from Ella Fitzgerald and listening to this classic jazz sound and then blending it with the other music that you listen to?
What can I really say? I definitely learned to embody the instruments that were the instrumentalists and their abilities. That's really what she had to take from. those who actually have the ability to play instruments. And so she made her voice mimic exactly what she heard. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly what I took from it. It's just a beautiful thing to be able to mimic what you hear, imitate what you hear. They say imitation is the best form of flattery. And I would love, I love to be able to imitate what I hear.
Mm-hmm. You were also a part of a competition, was a top 8 contestant of the first season of ABC's singing competition show, uh-huh. Rising Star. How was that experience?
It was a whirlwind, very emotional time for me. you really don't know the ins and outs of that whole world. Is so crazy and fast paced. And at the same time, you have to fight for who you are. Mm-hmm. All the while, but I will say that I was allowed to be myself, mm-hmm. and use my voice in the best way that I knew how. And so I'm grateful for the platform. And it's just one of those accomplishments that I can be proud of.
For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Shamia Crawford, and this coming Saturday, and an event that's open to the public, so the word is called free. this is taking place in Norcross, the city of Norcross, Jazz in the Alley, and it's going to be a wonderful event. It begins at, 7:30 in the evening, from 7:30 until 9:30, and also featured on the event is another singer by another performer, and that would be Jay Franklin. So you're encouraged to, they say, limited seating, tables are available, lawn chairs and picnic baskets are welcome. Food is also available from local restaurants, Jazz in the Alley. Again, that's on Saturday, and Betty Malden Park in downtown Norcross. Now, Shamia, you're married to a musician, a Grammy producer, uh-huh. Michael. Let's say his last name again for me.
The middle name.
There's a middle name.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
here.
That middle name. That's his producer name. He goes by Magneto 7.
And he won a Grammy for production on Eminem's Recovery. So I'm going to assume that your styles are somewhat different, but let you come together.
Well, I think that we both have the blessing and the curse of multiple influences. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of been a matter of getting to a place of chemistry for us over a course of many years.
Yes.
But he actually is classically trained in piano. Mm. So a lot of his music is indicative of that. You know, you hear a lot of the chord changes and different soul feels that he has. And so that's where we collaborate well. But yeah, that's how that works out. Mm-hmm. He wears different hats musically.
Okay. And you also have written and produced a play.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It was my baby, my second one, I guess it's the third one. But I was really, really excited to have produced and written and actually acted in my own production. It's entitled Moms, of course, about my journey in motherhood. But it overall just covered different subjects, depression, postpartum depression. It touched on abuse. But ultimately, it was about mothers coming together and just being a great support system for each other in their journey of motherhood.
You have an incredible story. You're a very talented young woman.
Thank you.
Musically and writing as well. And I'd love to learn more about you as well, because this is really our first time together. When we were outside last year, you know, it was all about the heat and running around trying to get everyone on stage. And again, I look forward to, our audience can look forward to enjoying you this weekend. And again, Norcross. And it's going to be some jazz beneath the stars, that's for sure. And again, it's a Jazz in the Alley, mm-hmm. and it's on Saturday from 7:30 until 9:30 in Betty Malden Park. Thank you so much, Shamia Crawford, for joining us here at 91.9.
Thank you.
And we have this song coming up. The album is called Birthright, is
yes,
correct?
Birthright.
Yeah, we got that by now. And Life Class 101, tell me a little bit about it, because I'm going to share it with our listeners.
Well, this song is very classically inspired, but it's a song that deals with talks about life. In life, you have a lot of ups and downs, things that we plan, things we don't plan. But ultimately, life is a class and we've got to pass it. We have every day a new day, a fresh day to have another opportunity to get things right. And so just take life as a class and learn from it.
Thank you so much. 91.9 FM, Atlanta's Jazz Station, Shamia Crawford.